And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The UN on Monday warned more than 750,000 people could flee fighting in Sudan, where gun battles and explosions again shook the capital in violation of the last truce agreed between warring generals. The chaos and bloodshed now in their third week have already sparked an exodus of tens of thousands of Sudanese to neighboring countries, including Egypt, Chad, and the Central African Republic. The U.S. State Department said Monday that government-facilitated convoys have successfully enabled groups of citizens, their family members, and nationals from partner countries to arrive safely in Port Sudan since Saturday.
From there, we have been assisting U.S. citizens and others who are eligible with onward travel to Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, where additional U.S. personnel are positioned to assist with consular and emergency services.
Deputy spokesperson Vedant Patel says the convoys have assisted over 700 people. Hundreds of people have been killed and thousands wounded over 16 days of battle since disputes between the Sudanese army and paramilitary rapid support forces. The White House estimates Russian casualties in Ukraine have gone up sharply in the past several months. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Since December,
we estimate that Russia has suffered more than 100,000 casualties, including over 20,000 killed in action.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says it's stunning.
It's three times the number of killed in action that the United States faced in the Guadalcanal campaign in World War II, and that was over the course of 5 months as well.
In November, the Pentagon estimated Russia had suffered well over 100,000 killed or wounded in the war's first 8 months. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Kenyan investigators began the first autopsies on over 100 people linked to a doomsday cult. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
The bodies of 9 children exhumed in eastern Kenya showed signs of starvation and asphyxiation, according to a government pathologist. The deaths amount to one of the worst cult-related tragedies in recent history, and the death toll is expected to rise further, as the Kenyan Red Cross says more than 300 people have been reported missing. The Kenyan government says children account for most of the bodies recovered so far. On Sunday, President William Ruto said he would appoint a judicial commission of inquiry this week to investigate what happened.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. In Cameroon on Monday, hundreds of thousands of workers marched on the May 1st International Labor Day, calling for wage increases amid price hikes fueled by Russia's war on Ukraine. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports from Yandui.
Workers say since Russia's invasion of Ukraine 15 months ago, many households are going hungry because prices for commodities exported by the two countries, such as wheat, maize, and fertilizer, have increased by 40%. The price of fuel has also increased by more than 15%. The government gave workers a 5% pay raise in February, but workers say with inflation so high, the raise is negligible. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
U.S. President Joe Biden has invited congressional leaders to meet with him next week. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Administration officials have confirmed that President Biden phoned all 4 congressional leaders and invited them to a May 9th meeting at the White House. The sit-down is a sign of rising pressure to raise the nation's debt cap. The Treasury Department is warning of a default as soon as June 1st. Economists have warned of a financial catastrophe if the government of the world's largest economy is unable to pay its bills. It's still unclear how the president and Congress can resolve the matter. Republicans are demanding spending cuts of $4.8 trillion over 10 years. Democratic leaders want to decouple the debt limit from the budget process. Norman Hall, Washington.
E. Jean Carroll, the writer accusing Donald Trump of rape and defamation on Monday, denied making up her claims to drive publicity for her memoir. Testifying in New York federal court after a judge denied Trump's request for a mistrial, Carroll said she wasn't seeking attention through appearances on TV and podcasts, while acknowledging they were an important driver of book sales. I'm Joe Ramsey.